We're going to start on Yudchet Omid Aleph from Itmar. It's 2, 4, 6 lines down. Last line on last word on the line, Itmar. So now the Gemara wants to know, Itmar, Meimatai Monim the Get. Right? From what point do we count the Get? From what point does the Get become official in the sense that the woman starts to count the 3 months that she must wait until she can remarry afterwards, right? The havchana, the 3 months of havchana, at what point does that count start? So Rav Amar Mishat Nitina, so the time that he gives the get. Shmuel Amar Mishat Ktiva, from the time that it's written. Again, we saw yesterday that Tosfos draws this equation between Ktiva and Chatima being a single entity. So Shmuel believes it's at the time of the Ktiva or the Chatima of the get. And Rav says, no, it's the time that the get is given. So, Gemat Giflo Rav Natan Baroshia the Shmuel. Or to Shmuel, Yomru, Shtei Nashim B'chatzer Achat. You have two women in the same chatzer, meaning that, say, two women who are married to a single man. And each of these women will actually become mutar, that will get, will become mutar to marry on different days. Meaning that they receive their get on the exact same day. Meaning they were both handed their get from this husband on the same day. Yet one of them will be able to marry before the other, because the zman in the ktiva to get, meaning that the time of the ktiva was different for each of the two women. So you're going to end up with a case where two women who were in the exact same predicament were given their get on the same day, yet will have different outcomes. So where it says, or Shmuel answer, Gita mochiachala, right? That the zman Gita, I'm sorry, Amalei Abai, zuzman Gita mochiachala, zuzman Gita mochiachala, right? That the Zman and the Get, be mochiach. I mean, it's no problem, because it's exactly why the date, the Get is dated, that the Get is dated to tell us that they're different, because the Zman Ktiva is different, and that will prove why they have different outcomes. Now the Gemara says, Tanya Kavote de Rav, and Tanya Kavote de Shmuel, where Braisa supports the position of Rav, Braisa that supports the position of Shmuel. Tanya Kavote de Rav, Ashalech Get Lishto, person who sends a Get to his wife, Nishta Shliach Bederach Gimel Chodoshim, and it takes the Shliach 3 months to reach the woman. Ukshia get the yada, tzuchalam tim gimel chadashim. That at the point the get reaches the woman, she has to wait an additional 3 months for havchana. Even though, truthfully, we don't. You can see it's like get yashan in choshin. Shailonit chayadima. We don't worry about a get yashan. What's a get yashan? A get yashan is someone who writes a get, has a get dated, and after the date in the get, the husband is mitiached with the woman, right, with his wife or ex-wife now, is mitiached with her after the zman that's written in the get. So that's called get yashan. So we only worry about get yashan when there's a possibility of yichud. Over here, there was no possibility of yichud because the shliach was taking it on the way the whole time. So since there's no possibility of yichud, we say that there is no problem of get yashan, even though it took 3 months from the time that it was dated till it reached her. We don't worry about get yashan. Nevertheless, we still require an additional 3 months afterwards to wait for avchana, and that's like the position of Rav, who says that when do you start counting the 3 months for avchana, or the 3 months till she's allowed to remarry? That's from the time shat nitina. So now we have Tanya Kavasi de Shmuel, a brace that supports the position of Shmuel, a mashlish get li ishto. Someone who sends his get to his wife. All right, now Rashi says, what does a mashlish mean? That he gets his get to a shlish, she gives it to a third party, in order to migarish her after 3 chadashim. Behu halach ledarko. And in the interim, the husband disappears, meaning that he's gone from the picture now. The husband's gone from the picture. So according to Rashi, it sounds like the dafka, when the husband's out of the picture, do we say that this case is true? Tosus over here comments right away, and he says, l'chinam peirush Rashi kein. Rashi didn't have to explain this, because even if the husband's found in the city, then she can still marry right away. And we don't worry about get yashan. So that the chiddush here of taking this as a shliach is that even though he's found in the that he's not in the city, she still has to wait the 3 months. So Tosfos over here says a mashlish, right, is in the city or not in the city, meaning the Baal is present or not present. And Rashi says, dafka when the Baal leaves the picture. The Ran, commenting on the sheet of Rashi, says that he thinks that Rashi Sedafka when the Baal goes on the way. Shalach the Darko. Why? The Svirle Beir Havilei Kinichta Bayom Venechta Falayla and Posel. Why? Because when we talk about, when do we say that it's okay to have a spread between the Ktiva Teget and the Netina Teget? That is Dafka Mishum Iguna. Then the chamin were mekil in a case where the husband's not present anymore. We don't want to leave this woman as an aguna. We're matir this point where there's a differential between the ketiva and the chatima. Similar to a case where they sent a get from Medina Sayyam. But if the baal is present, then it becomes like a get that we said is written during the daytime and signed at night, which we said according to Rabbanan is posel. So he said you get his posel. So that's what the Ram believes that Rashi said, Dafka, when the Baal's out of the picture. Because only in that instance are we makil to have that split or separation between the Ketiva and the Chatima. According to Tosfos, even if the Baal's found in the city itself, we don't worry about it. We don't worry about the fact that the Ketiva and the Nesina might be not exactly the same day. Alright, so now, this time Yaakovasi the Shemosh, Rashi's Gedli Ishto, Barmelo, Alti Neola, El Achar Gimel Chodoshim. Don't give it to her till after 3 months. Mishnatnu la mutarat linaseh miyad. Once she receives the get, she may marry immediately. We'll get yoshan ein choshishim shalini tchedima. We don't worry about a get yoshan because he was never miyached with her. So since he's never miyached with her, we don't worry about get yoshan. In addition, as soon as she gets the get, they've now been separated for 3 months. And now the ketivas get was 3 months ago. So as soon as she gets the get, 3 months are done like Shmuel, who believes, when do we start the count? Start the count from Shat Ktiva. Ktiva was already 3 months ago, so as soon as she gets the get, she's now muteret to go ahead and marry. Rav Kano, Rav Papi, Rav Ashi, Avdi Mishat Ktiva. They did it Mishat Ktiva like Shmuel. Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Breid, Rav Yeshua, Avdi Mishat Netina. They did it Mishat Netina. Mechilkaso, and Aloha is Mishat Ktiva. That we count the Zman of the get, or we count from the Zman of the get till the time she's allowed to get married is from the point at which the get was written. All right, Itmar. Next case, this is in Yona de Yoma. Right? He says, Ve'ematai ktuva mishametet. So I don't think this sugi necessarily is related to, you know, Gittin, but it's also machlokes. There happens to be a machlokes here of Rav and Shmuel. Right? We have a similar type of framework. We're talking about ktuva. We say, when does it start? And, you know, they bring a brisa according to Rav and Shmuel. So it's a similar setup to this case we had before by Gittin. So the Gemara brings down a similar framework or setup in a case. Now they say that it's relevant to Gittin, but because it's a parallel type of case. Itmar, me'ematai ketuva mishametet. When does a ketuba become subject to shmitat kesafim? I mean that a ketuba is a document that is patur or not covered by shmitas kesafim in general. When does a ketuba switch from being a document of ketuba where it does not covered by shmitas kesafim into a document that does become covered by shmitas kesafim? So Rav Amar, Rav says, when does it switch to a loan that will be nishmat at the end of shmita? Is mishitifkom vitisgof. So what? Two things. She has to first take partial payment on the ksuba, and number two is vitiskov, and then she must assume the rest as a loan, meaning that she takes partial payment on the ksuba, and the remainder of the ksuba she then says is a loan, or you owe, it's like an IOU, you owe me the money on the remaining part of it. Ushmo Amar, Shmo says it's two independent issues, either pagama, afal pishalo zakfa, if she took partial payment on it, even though she doesn't put the remainder as a loan, or zakfa, afal pishalo pagma. Or if she made the whole thing alone, and, right, she didn't take any payment on it. So in those instances, it becomes subject to Shemitah's Kesafim. Question is why? So Rashi explains over here that Mishitifkom, Rashi says, Mishitifra Ktzat, once she takes payment on a portion of it, the Gali Data, the Omet Ligos, Vilipara. Right, that she, once she takes partial payment on it, she makes it clear that her intent is to Ligos, to make collection on this, right, to force collection on this, to be paid, better to be paid out on this. So once she does that, she's already making into a document of collection, a document of loan, and then it could be subject to, what? It could be subject to Shemitah's Kesafim. Vitiskof, in addition to that, it has to be put into a format, a loan format. Why? Because the Nafkala Mishum Ksuba Umasa Bezin Shenu Mishamit. Because she has to remove the ksuba from being a maise bezdin or a part of a ksuba. She has to remove it from that parsha of ksuba and bezdin in order to make it into a loan that will be subject to shmitas ksafim. So according to Rav, you need these two aspects. You need one aspect is that it's clear that she intends to collect on the ksuba, right? And that happens when she gets partial payment. And number two is she has to now remove the ksuba from being a document of bezdin or a document of ksuba that is not subject to shmitas ksafim. The Ran actually explains, it's interesting, the Ran explains Rav in this way, that a woman is entitled to collect mizonos until she collects on her ksuba, right? She's entitled to collect mizonos from the estate. So as long as she's collecting mizonos from the estate, the assumption is, what, that she is not intending to make collection on the ksuba. So it remains a ksuba or maisa bezdin, and it isn't subject to shitas ksafim. Once she takes payment, partial payment on the ksuba, right, then we have a machlokas about whether she's entitled to still take mizonos. So the Ran says, Rav holds like the Rabbonon, that when she takes partial payment on ksuba, she's still entitled to mizonos. And since she's still entitled to mizonos, right, the ksuba remains, and maisa bezdin remains a ksuba, not subject to shemitah ksafim. Only once she then makes it into a loan, and that makes her clear that her intent is to collect on the rest and not take mizonos, does it then become subject to shemitah ksafim. On the other hand, Shmuel says you need one or the other, meaning that by the fact that she took partial collection shows that she intends to collect on the ksuba, and that's enough to remove it from the right ksuba maisa bezdin category into the shmitas ksafim category. Or once she makes it into a loan, right, meaning that she makes it clear that her intent is to right not use the framework of bezdin or ksuba anymore, not collect mizonos anymore, but make it into a loan to be repaid. So each of these will make it into shmitas ksafim. Now we have Tanya Kavasei Derav. Tanya kavasei de Shmuel. If a price like Rav, price like Shmuel. Tanya kavasei de Rav, me'ematai ktuba mishametet. When is a ksuba subject to shmitas ksafim, mishetifkom v'tiskof? So again, that's the classic case of Rav, that you require both gima and kifa. Pagma velo zakfa, zakfa velo pagma, right? Ena mishametet. So you can't, if you have one or the other, it's not sufficient. Hachetifkom v'tiskof. So again, the idea, according to Rav, you need both. In order to make the document a collectible document into a loan document, you need her both to show evidence that she's going to collect. And number two, even when she begins to collect, she has to show evidence that the remaining part she intends to collect and not use as the ability to collect mizonos on the remainder. So that's Rav. Tanya kavasei d'Shmuel, the price that supports the position of Shmuel. So this is Maisa Bezdin. Onus, knas, upitui, uktubat isha. Right, shezakfan b'milve mishamtin. Once they become a milve, once they become a loan document, then they can be mishamet. They're subject to shmitat kisafim. V'imlav e mishamtin, and if not, they will not be mishamet. So what are the cases here? Right, ones, knas, upitui. Right, these are all things where Bezdin declares or has paskin that the person owes money to another individual or ksubas isha. All these are maisa Bezdin. So only once they become switched from being Maisa Bezdin or Maisa Ksuba into a loan, do they become subject to Shmitas Ksafim. So the question is, when does that happen? That's the Gemara's question. Me'ematai Niskafim B'milva. What's that pivot point? When do they switch from being a Psak of Bezdin to a Milva? When do they switch from being a Maisa Ksuba, Maisa Bezdin into a loan document? So the Gemara says, Mishat Hamado Badin. The time that you stand in the din. Now, both here, it seems from Tosfos and the Ran, Hamad of Din means once they get psaked in. Once Bezdin gives psak as to what the aloha is here or what the money is owed, then from that moment forward, it becomes a loan instead of a Maisa Bezdin. Right, as long as it's still within the realm of Bezdin or still within the process of Bezdin, that does not become subject to Shemitah's Ksafim. Only once there's a psak aloha, Bezdin's now out of the picture. Right, then it switches over to becoming a loan, but the other person owes you money. So that's the Amar Shmuel, Ksuba k'maisa bezdin damya. That a Ksuba has a din of maisa bezdin. What does that mean, that a Ksuba has a din of maisa bezdin? Ma maisa bezdin nichtavim bayom v'nechtamim balayla. Just like a maisa bezdin can be written out, the psak aloch, or it can be given written during the day, v'nechtamim balayla, and signed at night, at so too a ksuba can be written during the day and signed at night. So that's the comparison or the the similarity between a Maisa Beis and Iksuba is the ability to write during the day and sign at night. All right, now, the Gemara has a case like this. Ketubatei de Rabbi Chia Barav, Ichtov b'yom ve'echtom b'layla, was written during the day and then was signed at night. Habarav hatam, Rav was there at the time, v'lo amarhu v'lo midah. He didn't speak up about it, he didn't object to such a thing. So lema k'shmuel zriya, it sounds like Rav holds like Shmuel, that Ksuba has a din of Maisa Beis din, and therefore it's okay. So the Gemara says, well, maybe that's not the case. Asukim ba'oto inyan avu. Maybe you can't bring a proof from here because their asukim ba'oto inyan means that they are still involved in the ksuba. As long as they're still involved with the ksuba from the time of the ksiva to the chasima, it's considered to be one long process, and therefore the chatima at night is not really separated from the ksiva during the day. Why? The Tanya Amar Belazer of Tzadok lo shana l'sheino asukim ba'oto inyan. Only time we say that it's a problem of right ksiva bayom echtam balaylo. Right, this is in shtaris in general, in any shtar. When is that a problem? When they're not still negotiating or dealing with the issues of the shtar. But if they are asukim b'oto inyan kosher, then even in regular shtaros, if you're still involved in the shtar, the process of the shtar, that then it's not a problem to sign it at night. The question is why? Why is it not a problem to sign it at night? So Rashi over here says, what does it mean that they were asukim b'oto inyan? Since the Eidim are prepared to sign, they're standing here at the time that we're writing the shtar, right? They're ready to sign. The problem is that it takes the sofer time to write it. They're working out the details, and therefore they don't sign until the night. So Tosfos points out of here, why is that? So why does that help you that the Eidim are zumanim and that they're ready there? It says because mishom the islay kalok ilu chatmu. So he says that is a call as if it was signed. Since the Eidim are ready, the ksiva is just there's some delay in the writing or they're working out the details. Then the chasim at night does not subtract from the kola, right? The kol that would be associated with the date on it, which is the zman ksiva. So that's the way Tosfos learns the issue here. And he says the same thing by a ksuba. How does it work? Rashi says the same thing by a ksuba because the ksuba is written during the day and the woman is nichnas the chuppah during the day. And that's the ikar, right? That's the ikar part of the chasno is the chuppah. And since she enters the chuppah during the day, then Kala Yisrei and the chuppah, the ikar part of when everything starts, should be for that moment of the chuppah. That fact that the signing took place at night will not detract from the fact that the ksiva and the chuppah took place during the day, and that will be the official, quote-unquote, official date of the wedding or the ksuba. So now, the Ran points out, and Rashi pointed out here, that this applies by other shtaros. By all other staros, that the same is true. If we're asukim be'inyan, if we're still involved in the inyan, then it will create this idea that there's a kala islahu. So the Ran actually differentiates between different types of documents, or different types of staros where that will work. He differentiates between a shtar that is simply a shtar chov, meaning a shtar raya, that something or a kinyan took place. In that instant, asukim be'inyan is sufficient, because the kinyan itself generates the call. Since the kinyan generates the call, the chatima at night is not relevant. But if we're talking about a shtar chiyuv, where the shtar itself generates the chiyuv, or the shtar itself generates the kinyan, then he says that will not be true, because then the chatima at night is actually what generates the call, because that's when the kinyan takes place. Since the kinyan takes place at the zman chatima, you can't make a claim that mizman ksiva there's a call. It only really happens at the zman chasima. Therefore, the Ran wants to differentiate between shtar chov and shtar chiyuv. Although he points out that the Rambam does, he says, Tema, he has a problem why the Rambam doesn't differentiate as such, but he says that he thinks that there should be such a differential between a shtar chov and a shtar chiyuv. Okay, now, the Gemara goes back to the last part of our Mishnah where Rabbi Shimon was machshir. If you remember right, this is the case where there's machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon, where it's nichtov bayom v'nechtam balayla. The Chachamim say, or the Tanakhama says it's possible. Rabbi Shimon is machshir. Now the Gemara is going to ask, why is Rabbi Shimon machshir? Amar Rava, my time with Rabbi Shimon. Why does Rabbi Shimon believe that it's okay to have it written during the day and signed at night? Kasovar, what does he hold? Shimon holds, came in Shinatan and Enav, the Garshah, Shuvain Lo Peirot. From the moment that the husband decides to divorce his wife, he loses rights to the Peirot. So therefore, even though the get doesn't become official or is not finished until night, it's irrelevant with respect to Peirot. Because Peirots really are, he's out of the picture from this Mark Siva, because that's when he, not the name of the Garsha. That's what Rashi said. Rashi brought this yesterday when we discussed this, the Machlokas between Rashi, between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish yesterday. And Rabbi Yochanan who says, what, that the Peirots are only, the Baal Zayin tells the Peirots from Shas and Tina, that Rabbi Yochanan says, I can't hold like Rabbi Shimon. I don't hold like Rabbi Shimon. Because Rabbi Shimon specifically holds that from the moment you think about divorcing her, that's his manak tiva, that already right disentitles him to the peirot, and since he's no longer entitled to the peirot, then the date of the manak tiva is relevant here, and that is the right date to cut off the peirot, even though the nechtam or the nentina happened at a later point in time. Now, we have a machlokus between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan explaining the position of Rabbi Shimon. So I'm Reish Lakish. Lo hichshir Rabbi Shimon el la'altar. Rabbi Shimon was only machshir this type of get if it was given immediately, right? Aval mikan v'dasara yamim. But if it was waited, if there's some sort of delay for 10 days, lo. According to Rabbi Shimon, even that in that instance, he would agree that it's puzzle. Why? Chashina and Shema Pias. We're gonna worry that maybe that at that point in time he was appeased, right? That they settled their differences, and since they settled their differences, there is this get is no longer valid. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says, Afilu mikan v'asara yamim, says that even up until 10 days, even if it's not go effective, the get does not go effective immediately, imita de pious, we don't worry about pious. Why? The kala isle the milsa, right? That there is a, when there's pious here, then it's clear everybody's going to know that something changed. And everybody knows something changed, then we'll know about it. It's a very funny line in the Rashi here. It's a great Rashi. The first line in, top line in Rashi, second Rashi, Kola is Leila Milsa. So what does it mean that everybody knows when there's pius here? Shashchenim vashchenot shomim tagar v'ktata shben ish l'ishto. When a couple's fighting, all the neighbors know about it. Kasher yishkot at the rivam, when it's quieter, hakol margishim, everybody knows that they've settled their differences. So that it was obvious when they were fighting, and so then it'll also be obvious when they are no longer fighting. And that's why Rashi says that pius is. Now, the question you have to ask me here, and this is a subject to Machlokas Rishonim, many opinions here. What does it mean, Mikan Vadasara Yomim? What does it mean from now until 10 days? What did not happen on the first day that happens on the 10th day? I mean, what happened? What did they do with the get on the first day? And what did they do with the get on the 10th day? So the way, for instance, Tosfos learns, look at the first line in Tosfos. Tosfos learns over here that what we're choshish over here is that it was not signed. That the ksivas again took place today, and then only if it's nechtam right afterwards do we say, right, that it's okay according to Rabbi Shimon. But if there's a gap between the ksiva and the chasima, then we're worried about pius. Why? Because in that instance where it's nechtam, here the deal's done. Once it's, you know, ksiva and nechtam and signed, it's a sealed deal. And if there is pius, there'll be kala islay. Because the Eidei Chatima came and signed on the get, and if there's anything changed with the status, those Eidim are going to know about it. There's going to be a kala associated with it. But if there's a gap between the ksiva and the chsima, right, the gap between the writing of the get and the signing of the get, then the Baal has, you know, room. He says, all right, but the get's not finalized. I could go back on it. And if he does go back on it, there's not going to be any kala. Why not? Because no Eidim ever signed on the get. So there's no Eidim available to know that something changed or the status changed. That's the way it's learned. Now, the Rabbeinu Tam, on the other hand, learns that the issue here is has to do with how he's giving it to her or when he's giving it to her. So the Rabbeinu Tam says that if he gives it to her and he's still in the city, meaning that, and he doesn't leave the city, then our underlying assumption is that the reason he's divorcing her is because they are on bad terms, they're fighting. So then why did he delay the giving of the get? He delayed the giving of the get in order to cause her pain and anguish. I mean, that he's delaying the get just to give her problems. If he's delaying the get just to give her problems, we assume that we're not choshesh the pius. Then we don't worry about any pius, right? Whereas the other instances, right, where he's delaying, meaning that he's giving the get for her benefit, meaning that he's going out of town, or there are other reasons why he's giving the get, we don't assume that the delay he's placing in the get is lera'ata, to her detriment, but rather to her benefit. In that case, we assume maybe he will be mefayis, because he's thinking positively about the woman. Since he's thinking positively about the woman, we worry about pius. So for that reason, the Rabbeinu Tam differentiates between cases where the man is intending to delay to cause pain to the woman. In that instance, we'll say, we don't worry about pius, and the get's a good get, right? Even though there's some delay in getting the get to her. On the other hand, when there are instances where he's doing the tovata, right, and he's trying to help the woman out, then we do worry when there's some sort of delay in the get reaching the woman that he might have changed his mind along the way. The Tosfos Rit gives a third explanation or possibility of what the Mekanat Aser Yamim is here. He says that the problem over here is that he will decide that he does not want to divorce her, and therefore if he decides he doesn't want to divorce her, he's then still entitled to the peirot, right? And then if he decides afterwards to go ahead and divorce her, right, then he does, right, lose the peirot, but only from this point forward. And therefore, the get is pasul, because the get, the Zman Ksiva, is no longer relevant. So the Tosfos Rit says the issue in hand here, Mikana Asari Yamim, is we're worried that he's actually going to be nitpayes, and then still divorce her, but he'll divorce her with a get, right, that is no longer valid. Why? Because since there was no chatim over here on the get, even Reish Lakish possibly will agree, and we saw this in Rashi yesterday, that even Reish Lakish might agree that it will only go effective once it's given. Since it only goes effective once it's given, then the Zman Ksiva is no longer relevant to Peros. If the Zman Ksiva is no longer relevant to the Peros, if he changes his mind in between, we're going to have a problem. We have a puzzle get. All right, so these are the different possibilities of what the issue of Mikanat Aser Yamim is. Possibility that it's a problem that it was not Nechtam, it wasn't signed. Right, and since it's not signed, it leaves it open to Pius. And if it's not signed and open to Pius, there's no call. The Tosfos Rit says we have a problem because maybe he changed his mind in between and then still used the get as a puzzle get, because even Reish Lakish agrees when you leave a delay, like we saw in Rashi yesterday, between the Ksivas get and the Natina to get, that maybe he even agrees that because of this Pius problem, that the Paris are only, he's not entitled to Paris from the time of the Natina. And yet, the get has a Zman Ksiva in it, which is going to say he wasn't entitled for much before, and it's, right, an invalid get for that reason. And the last possibility, we saw the Rabbeinu Tam, who spoke about the differences in why he's giving the get. That we're going to worry about this pius, or these issues of pius, when he gives the get for the tovata. But we won't worry about these issues when he gives the get, l'katata, meaning that he's trying to cause her pain or anguish. And then we won't worry about pius, and it doesn't matter the differential, because we know that his intent is to divorce her, he's just delaying to cause her pain. All right, now, what's the problem if he's mefayis her? Rashi says the problem of being mefayis her is that maybe then afterwards he will sleep with her and it'll become a get yoshan. That's what he says. Whereas the Rabbeinu Tam says, what's the problem with Shema Yufayis is that he might come and invalidate the get. But since he's now been okir the shlichus of giving these edim to go ahead and give the get ad asara yamim, and they don't sign it till after the 10 days, then they don't give the get until after the 10 days. Their shlichus only goes into effect at the end of the 10 days. So he can retract the shlichus anywhere in that 10 days. And when he retracts the shlichus and they go ahead and give the get, they're giving an invalid get. So Rabbeinu Tam says the problem here of Shemi Fais is that he'll give an invalid get. The Rashi says the problem is that he will maybe sleep with her afterwards and create a get yashan. So there's a possibility of what the issue is here of Shemi Pais. Now, the Gemara continues. Itmar, we have another case. Amar le Asara, Kitvu get the ishti, says to 10 people, write a get for my wife. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, of these 10 people, shnai mishum edim, he's really appointing 2 of them to be edim, v'kula mishum tnai, but all 10 of them must sign, because that's a tnai in this get. Part of the tnai of the get is all 10 of them must sign, but only 2 of them are official edim on the get. Reish Lakish amar kula mishum edim, that he's appointing all of them to be edim, and they all sign the get as edim. It also points out that even according to Rabbi Yochanan, they all have to sign together. It has to be Mamad Kulam, right? Because we have this requirement that all signatories to a get must sign in front of each other, right? So now, Heichi Dami, what's the case here? Ilema Dulamarlu Kulchem, if he doesn't say specifically Kulchem, all of you, Batnan, we have a Mishnah. Amalasar Kidvu Get Lishti, Echad Kote, Bushnaim Chotmim. Out of those 10, one of them writes it, 2 of them sign it, and everything's fine. He doesn't mean all 10 of them. El Adamalo Kulchem. He says, all of you sign the get. So when he says, all of you sign the get, what does it mean, all of you? Rabbi Yochanan says, all of you means 2 of you are edim, rest of you sign it. as Tznai, and Rabbi Yish Lakish says, no, all of you sign it as Eidim. My Benayu, what's the nafkamina between these two shittos? So Yikav Benayu, the Chotam Beit Trei Minayu, Biyomei, Vinach Mead Kanavad Asar Yamim. There's if two of them sign immediately on the day that it's written, two of them sign, and then the other eight only sign it in the over the next period of time or the next 10 days. So Neman Damar Mishum Tznai, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you have a kosher get. Why? Because the Ksiva and the Chatim were on the same day. It was written and signed, the two Eidim signed on that day. Tznai? That can be done afterwards. Any Tznai can be Mekayim afterwards. But the truth is that the get was an effective get, mitzad Eidus, from day one. Umanda Amar Mishum Eidim, if you hold like Reish Lakish, that they're all Eidim, then puzzle. It's puzzle. Why? Because you can't have Eidim signed. Like Reish Lakish said above, you can't have Eidim signed for a document that was written today, 10 days later. And these Eidim are signing the data. Chasima say, hey, the document is happening 10 days later. Inami, another nafkamina is, Kevin Shadim Tzachamayim Karavu Posel. What happens if you find out that one of them or two of them are Psulim or Krovim? So, Lamanda Ramishum Tznai Kosher. That doesn't matter because we have two Eidim that are Kosher signed on the get. And the others are just Mishum Tznai. So, our assumption is that they are not, right, they are not the Eidim. The Krovim Posel, he was not his intent to make them into Eidim here. If they're all Eidim, according to Reish Lakish, then doesn't matter. Anyone who's a Karva Apostle is going to invalidate the get, because once you make them into a single unit of Eidim, then any, right, Eidusha Batel Miksasa Bat Lakula. Here you have a Kat Eidim. If you ruin any of them, it's going to ruin the whole document. Now, the Gemara says, Ichotem Tchila Karva Apostle. This instance, when we spoke about there's a Karva Apostle signed on it, that Rabbi Yochanan says it's okay, it's kosher. What happens if the Karva Apostle are the first two signatories to the get? Then what do we say? So Amri law kosher. Some there we have a brace that says it's kosher. Amri law apostle. There's some that say it's apostle. Amri law kosher. Some say it's kosher. It's Tznaihu, right? That it's a Tznai. Those two are part of the Tznai, and we'll find the Eidim that are kosher are the Eidim on this document. So Amri law apostle. Others say it's apostle. Ate lechutzle b'shtaros d'alma. You're gonna come and mix this up with other shtaros, because in other shtaros, right? If you have the right here, we're gonna say right that. If the two Eidim in other stars, if the first two Eidim are Psulim, right, what are you going to come to do? You're going to come to say that when they're signed first, they're definitely in the Eidus, or they're the ones, Chatima, they're the ones that are making this into a, right, a valid star. If they're the ones that are making it into a valid star, right, here you have a Karav Apostle making it into a valid star. So too by Get Isha, when the first one's a Karav Apostle, even though it's Mishum Tznai here, we're worried that people will think, since they're the first two, that's what validated the Get. And a Karav and Pusel are problematic in these instances. Now, Ahu Damalu La'asara. It's a case here where a person said to 10 people, Kitvu Get Lishti. So then, Chotum Beit Trei Minayu Biyomei. Two of those 10 signed on the day. V'inach Mikano Asarayim. And the remainder, right, signed on it over the next 10 days. Atal Dekamei de Rabbi Shu ben Levi. So they brought this get or the situation before Rabbi Shu ben Levi. We can rely on Rabbi Shimon in a Shasat Chak. What does that mean, like Rabbi Shimon? That we allow you to Nichta Bayom, V'nechtam Balayla is considered kosher. So Rabbi Shimon's good enough to be Somech Chak B'Shasat Chak. So this guy's gone, or this woman's already married, so now we can't do anything to fix the get over here, and we don't want to create Mamzer, so we say the get's kosher, even though it was, right, Nechta B'yom V'nechtam B'layla. So Mar says, V'hama Reish Lakish, then Reish Lakish believe Rabbi Shimon, Hilo Yechshir Rabbi Shimon Ela Alter. Rabbi Shimon only valid, said a get was valid if it was signed immediately. But Aval Mikan V'asar Yamim, it wasn't signed over until the next 10 days, lo, then it's not a valid get. So what do you mean? Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold this valid. According to Reish Lakish, Rabbi Shimon doesn't even think this is a valid get. So what do you mean we're so mechon Rabbi Shimon Shasat Chak? Rabbi Shimon doesn't think that this is kosher, so how could we somech on him? So, Rabbi Yochanan, it's no problem. Rabbi Shimon Levi holds like Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan says, even if it's signed over a 10-day period, even in that instance, Rabbi Shimon is machshir. So Mar says, well, if that's the case, why are you saying that only be somech on Rabbi Shimon b'di'evet? V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, shnai mishum edim, ukula mishum tnai. That if all 10 of them are required to sign it, only 2 of them are edim, and the remainder are mishum tnai. If that's the case, then Rabbi Shimon Levi should be machshir according to Rabbi Shimon lachat chilo. What do you mean b'di'evet he was machshir? Shasat chak is machshir. Even lachat chilo, it should be a good get here. In our instance over here, two guys signed it on the day. the rest sign afterwards. So Rabbi Yochanan says that's a kosher get lechatchila. So Gemara says, in that instance or that issue, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi holds like Reish Lakish. So he holds like Reish Lakish in the sense that when you have, it says all 10 people must sign the get, right? So he says that is, they must sign the get ke'edim. They must all be edim. Ah, so now they must all be edim. They must all be edim. They should all have to sign on the first day. So in that, the Rebbe, he says, v'shas tzchak will be somech on Rebbe Shimon, who's machshir, even when you have a ketiva v'yom and nechtam balayla. And Rabbi Yochanan says that when Rabbi Shimon says that, he means even nechtam balayla, means even 10 days later. So we'll be somech on the Rabbi Yochanan's explanation of Rabbi Shimon v'shas tzchak. But me'ikar din, since we hold like Reish Lakish, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, that they are all edim, they shall have to sign b'yom k'sivas aget. And that b'yom k'sivas aget means sign today. If you don't sign today, then we're already dealing with a b'dieved case. All right, we'll stop over here.